This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, along with all those working to help out in the coronavirus fight. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there in the oil rigs, wherever you're at, you guys should be feeling a lot better, too, because the price of oil is up again. So, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Go over to our radio show, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, Facebook page. Like the page. Jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now and conversing with us as we move along. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we have this this movement, if you will, in the Flynn case, to do a couple of different things here. First of all, we're sitting waiting to see what's going to happen with the Court of Appeals in D.C., correct?
Yeah, to determine whether there will be a motion granted, if you will, or they would approve the writ of mandamus, which would remove Judge Sullivan.
Right. Now, the other thing is, in the midst of all of this, a congressman by the name of Bill Johnson has got a group of his congressional buddies that are talking about launching an impeachment inquiry against Judge Sullivan. Now, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere because that's a Democratic House we're talking about. These are Republican congressmen that are getting together, but it's starting to gain a little movement.
It can. That's really a gesture, just sending a message to Sullivan, kind of a shot across the bow, but that really won't go anywhere.
Okay, now doctors yesterday, a bunch of doctors and another major doctors association in the country are raising the alarm about the health effects of people that have been shut down and locked in place in their houses and saying, this isn't going to work. We've got to get these people out. They've got to get moving around. This is just not healthy.
Well, you know, Trump has talked about that a couple of times because, you know, and obviously these states that still have all these, ridiculous lockdown measures, it's affecting people's emotional psyches. Some of these people are, I would say abusing more drugs, alcohol, that kind of thing. But then there's the other component of those that should be going to a doctor for various other reasons, have nothing to do with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a gallbladder situation. They may have kidney stones. They may have, heart issues or, any other kinds of. And some of these doctor's offices are not open yet. And some of these hospitals, they... They're not getting these referrals, and they make their money on other procedures that have nothing to do with the virus. So there's a lot of other consequences here that really, when you listen to the White House press corps, they don't care about. They don't even really ask those questions about other people, you know, that are suffering some kind of health issue. It doesn't have to be a fatal one. It just happens to be maybe an important one. And they just don't seem to care about it. And these governors and some of these mayors, you know, they don't seem to care about it either. These governors and mayors are public servants. They're supposed to be protecting our rights.
Good luck.
And they're clearly, they're clearly not doing that. Yeah.
Now, our girl Kaylee McEnany from Tampa, who's now the White House press secretary, she absolutely scorched Fredo, Chris Cuomo, for his criticism of President Trump taking hydroxychloroquine when he himself did.
No, he took what is known as quinine, which is a derivative.
Yes, right. Very similar.
It's a little less safe, but it's really kind of interesting. The CDC actually has a list of drugs, and they rank them from the most dangerous that a person could take. Of course, they're all, prescription drugs, and they go down to even non-prescription drugs. And interestingly enough, hydroxychloroquine is in the same ranking level as Tylenol and ibuprofen. People may be like Joy Behar or the White House Press Corps or Mika Brzezinski or some of the others ought to, travel on over and kind of do some of your own research. Stupid stuff.
By the way, the CDC yesterday came out with some of their new guidelines, and one of them says that it's okay to touch surfaces because guess what? The coronavirus does not stick to the surfaces the way they thought it did.
Well, it does, but not as long. We don't. So it's surfaces are not as much of a health threat as it was being sold to us originally. And that's just one of the other things that we have come to learn. They have to kind of keep adjusting some of these guide sheets, if you will.
Yeah, and we also know that getting outside, getting in the sun, and getting in the warm temperatures is good because the coronavirus dies in a matter of just a couple of minutes or so. All right, hold the thought. Here we go. We'll be coming back with Denise Simon. By the way, we're going to talk a little bit about that Michigan dam. There were problems with that dam for years, and nothing got done. I wonder why.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And folks, I want to tell you about Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I've taken Balance of Nature before, and I just started it up again about a month ago. I had previously good luck with the product, and something different has happened this time around. Because when I went to my doctor recently, my blood pressure was the lowest it's been in 6 months, and I've lost, as of yesterday, 23 pounds. Now, my doctor said to me, "Have you done anything different?" And I said, "Well, yeah," and I showed him the pills I was taking. I said, "I'm taking Balance of Nature. That's all I'm doing different. I notice it's making me feel better. I don't have the midnight urge to go make 5 cups of coffee and have a candy bar every other hour. And I just feel like I got more pep in my step." So I told the doctor that, and he says, "Well, you know, that's great, and if that's what's doing it, keep it up." And you know, folks, maybe you too can get the same results, but you won't know until you try Balance of Nature. So you can go online to the website, balanceofnature.com, and mention the product code RESULT and save 35% on your first order. Now, give them a call also at 800-246-8759, where you can talk to a health coach, and they'll answer all your questions. Again, that number is 800-246-8759. Mention the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. That's balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again there.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a dam in Michigan, two dams actually, but there's a report that was sent to me by a person that lives in Michigan, in Midland, Michigan, who lives a mile and a half from the river, and they said that their house was now under 4 foot of water, or not under, but in 4 foot of water, and they said that what they sent me was that there had been a report that the dam had been inspected 118 times over the years about problems with the dam, and nothing ever got repaired, nothing ever got fixed.
Basically, what it is the spillway was in question, and it was not large enough or had some containment volume issues. So the permit was pulled from the owner of the dam, which is a power company, in 2018. In 2018, then, the management or control of the dam went back over to the state of Michigan, and several agencies within the state took control and were to fix the issue, meaning the retention.
Right.
So if there's too much volume, you know, of water, the retention area would hold it, and that's what was at issue. It wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything. They didn't fix it. So really the state of Michigan has nobody to blame but the state of Michigan.
That's about the way I see it. Now, President Trump's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was told that he wasn't going to get released as quickly as what he thought, is in fact going to be released over the next day or two, I believe, to serve home confinement with an ankle bracelet. He says he's going to write a tell-all book, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, now we got him.
Well, we knew that he was going to be released. What they did was they put him into a quarantine before he was released to go on home detention. And he said going into prison, and I guess one or two intermittent interviews, that he was going to write a tell-all book. So I imagine while he was in prison, he could have had enough time to do all that. But
sure.
We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, do an outline anyway. Now, the other thing is, our governor, Ron DeSantis, yesterday was accused of blasting a reporter. Oh, man, he went after this reporter, and he just made all kinds of noise. Well, I played the audio here in the last hour. I don't need to play it this hour. I'm going to play it next hour, to be honest with you, again. But he was very polite, and he was very direct and to the point, and he stated some numbers that the experts got it wrong, and we got it right.
Yeah, I don't think that. You know, a lot of people said that he just kind of went off. I don't think that he did.
No.
I think he was just assertive. He just answered the questions. There was probably a little bit of aggression in his voice, but
yeah, he raised his voice. I grant that.
I don't know that he really did. I think
no. I mean, his octave level went up. You know, like when you get excited. Yeah.
He just, you know, responded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't have an issue with it at all.
No, and I don't think anybody would. Now, here's something I do have an issue with, because I'm not sure the president can do this. The president has threatened to withhold funds from Michigan and Nevada over the mail-in voting. Now, I mentioned about the military. The military casts ballots overseas by mail, and then they're brought back and brought to the Supervisor of Elections office and verified for signature and all that sort of stuff, and then they're counted. Now, they're supposed to be counted, all of them, because they are military ballots. Now, back in 2006, I sat down in the Supervisor of Elections office in Sarasota County and made sure, because of the congressional election was going on down there, that every military vote got counted, because they were going to throw some of those out because, well, remember the Chads? Because, well, I don't know. Or was it the Chads? No, wait a minute. Wasn't the Chads then, because they were done with that. But anyway, I don't know if it looks like this or it looks like, and I don't know how they wanted to vote. I said, nope, and I had the final say on it as a military rep that was sitting there. Nope, it gets counted. Every military vote got counted.
Okay.
So, again, so what do you think about this mail-in thing? I mean, can he stop that? Can he do that?
No.
I didn't think so. All right.
No.
All right. Now, the Supreme Court.
Now, the one in Nevada, however,
yeah.
That was sitting in the appeals court now. I actually have a friend of mine that is part of that appeals process. She's been pretty heavy into it. You have to understand that when these ballots get mailed out, they get mailed out based on what is in the voter database. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The voter database is at issue. How many people in that voter database don't live in the state anymore, have a bad address, have changed their name because they got married or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of issues. You know, they could be dead. But then the ballots get mailed out anyway. So in some cases, you could have, you know, some percentage of those ballots being mailed out to people that, for one reason or another, don't exist as it's listed in the database. Mm-hmm. So you got this ballot just sitting out there. So the next person goes, oh, well, here's an extra ballot. This person's not even here anymore, but it came in the mail, so I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. Therein lies the problem.
Okay, the Supreme Court yesterday blocked the disclosure of the Russian report material, the Mueller material, for the Democrats. And, of course, right away they went off the deep end and all this.
Let me clean that up. Uh-huh. What the Democrat, the Schiff, the Nadler operation wants the redacted information of the Mueller report to be released to them because they're continuing with their impeachment inquiry, which means they can go to round two.
Mm-hmm.
And so it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said yesterday on a temporary basis that they are not going to release it. The Supreme Court said there will be a full argument. The full argument, I don't think, is scheduled until this fall, which means then there won't be a decision until next year.
Mm-hmm.
So now Schiff and Nadler, you know, obviously are angered by that Supreme Court decision because it was an emergency hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to go pull another chain and see what they can
do. By the way, Alice saying that in Nebraska, there you have to request an absentee ballot. There is no blanket mailing of ballots.
Yeah, well, I mean, every state is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I know Florida, you got to request an absentee ballot, so there you go. Now, the other thing is, the largest yet $1.3 billion contract was awarded for more construction on the border wall. I haven't heard the Democrats yelling about that yet, but I'm sure they will.
Well, it's not a new amount of money. It's just that it was that amount of money was already sitting there. They had to award it. And so they had to, you know, go to these vendors, or these vendors came to them, or these contractors came to them, and they finally gave the award. I think it's North Dakota company or something?
Yeah. Well, you're going to have an opportunity to watch Tom Del Beccaro on television here in just about 5 minutes.
I know. I've got the email.
Yep, he's going to be on Fox. So there you go. So that's our buddy out there in California, Tom Del Beccaro, because he's got his computer on. He must be trying to... Is he trying to ask for information now? All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. I'm going to razz him right now. All right, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, Tom Del Beccaro from California, former California chairman, ran for Congress, ran for Senate, and didn't quite make it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our second edition of the Military and Veterans News. And I'll tell you what, our Military and Veterans News tonight, second edition, is brought to you by our friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I'm going to be, next week, I'm going to be down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show. And this is something that we're starting back up again. Happy to be able to do this. And I know the gun show enthusiasts are happy to be there. It will be back, but it'll be back with social distancing. They'll have to have the tables 6 feet apart, and the people will have to stand a little bit a ways. And then the dealer will back up a little bit, and you'll come up, look at your stuff and all that. Some people will be wearing masks. Other people won't. It just all depends. I'm not sure what the regulations will be down there in Charlotte County when we get there, but I do know part of it, and that's what I told you. So the Two Guys Gun Shows are back, bigger and better than ever. And Saturday and Sunday starts it out, May 30th, May 31st, at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds, where they host the Two Guys Gun Shows. Then again, the following week, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th, Two Guys Gun Shows are back at the Minreg Hall in Largo. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections. Also, they've got a lot of knives there, a lot of different classic knives and things, collector's items, that the Two Guys Shows embrace. So, trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me, the captain,
right there on Saturday, both Largo and Port Charlotte. Each day, that's 9 to 3. They're open, and I'll be there each Saturday from 9 to 3. Again, Two Guys Gun Shows May 30th and 31st in Port Charlotte. The Fairgrounds, June 6th and 7th at Midreg Hall in Largo. To find out more, go to twoguysshows.com. That's the website, twoguysshows.com. And also, Pinellas Park, check out Phoenix Ordnance on 49th Street in Pinellas Park. That's just north of Park Boulevard. That is where they have their gun store for all of this stuff. Okay, now, the Army, with training reopened, the Army is shipping recruits to basic even faster than before, if that's possible. Because after a rocky start, U.S. Army basic training officials now say that they've significantly reduced the backlog of trainees waiting to move safely through the training pipeline despite the pandemic conditions. And that's a good thing. By the way, soldiers who were with the 3rd Expeditionary Sustained Command will have returned to Fort Bragg after deploying in response to the Department of Energy, Department of Defense fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. They're coming back to their base. Now, the Navy is saying the USS Theodore Roosevelt will return to sea later this week after nearly 2 months the ship was sidelined in Guam. Because of the rapidly growing coronavirus outbreak, they did have 13 members of the crew test positive again. So what they've done this time is they've gone in there and they've cleaned everything back up again in the areas where they were, and they've added more members to the crew, new members, and they're going to ship out and they're going to hit the sea. So that's what we're being told. Now, the Navy is also postponing or skipping the Midshipman's Rites of Passage. Now, keeping the Navy's new officer pipeline open while mitigating COVID-19 means altering and delaying and even skipping some of the long-held traditions considered rites of passage for midshipmen. That's one of them. And the recent training highlights about how the versatile ship could work with American allies and partners, that's the robotic ship, during future coalition operations in the region are out now. You can see that, too. It's interesting. And the Navy on Monday will be swapping out the caretaker crew aboard the USS Kidd with about 90 sailors confirmed to be free of the coronavirus, and they'll be coming back again to the vessel. And maybe they'll be underway, too. Now, the Hercules crew, a C-130 Hercules in the Air Force, that was tasked with safety releasing much-needed supplies for the Afghan National Military Army Forces, was on a routine nighttime airdrop mission last fall for 5 airmen aboard. It was anything but, as the Hercules crew received the Air Force Combat Action Medal after an RPG attack hit the aircraft, and they had to really do some significant stuff to be able to stay alive, and they did. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, the Air Force's fleet in fiscal 2019 maintained an overall mission capable rate of 70.27%. That's a slight increase from the previous year, and that's a good thing. Now, we told you about the Marines yesterday. The Marine Corps wants smarter Marines who can intellectually outmaneuver the enemy. According to the commanding general of the Training and Education Command, this is why they're doing a lot more learning, book learning, if you will. Which, again, there's nothing like actually being there because you can throw the books out. It's never going to be the way the book tells you. And the Air Space Force is busy. A satellite designed to rapidly promote and provide space-based environmental monitoring for the war fighter has achieved 2 major milestones, passing a critical design review and receiving Milestone B certification. Also, the Space Force is getting recruits. They're standing up. More recruits are signing up and coming aboard. They just launched a satellite here this week, and it's up and about doing its thing. Now, the Ohio governor has called up the National Guard to go to nursing homes to test for the coronavirus as the death toll there continues to climb at a fast pace amongst the long-term facilities. And I'm not surprised to hear that, neither should you be. By the way, yesterday, Omaha, Lincoln, other parts of Nebraska, from one end of Nebraska to the other, medical folks dressed in scrubs and masks turned their eyes skyward to view the tribute meant just for them as the Air Force jets there flew up and down in tribute to the medical personnel in Nebraska from Offutt Air Force Base. And as part of the U.S. Southern Command's counter-drug operation surge, the U.S. Coast Guard National Security Cutter James has headed into the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. Now, they were there back in late March, carrying the usual complement of supplies for the 90-day deployment, plus a boatload of face masks, latex gloves, sanitizer, trash bags, and other germ-fighting necessities, which is the new way of doing things in the military. Also, Marco Rubio, our Florida senator, our senior senator in Florida, because that's what he is now, temporarily becoming the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, taking charge of the panel at a time of turnover and tension in the nation's intelligence community. People are being fired, people are quitting, whatever the situation might be, but it's all different. And I can tell you this, make no mistake about it, The folks in the VA and the folks at the military cemeteries. Now, Congressman Brian Mast wanted the cemeteries open on Memorial Day to the public. That's just not going to happen. The military cemeteries on Monday, Memorial Day, will be open for family members who have someone buried in the cemetery. That's the way it's going to work. That's a little different than the way it's been in the past, but it's just what's going to happen. So there's no way around it. Oh, and also, I've been asked to put this number out again. The Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line, that's the COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line, is 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. Now, that's if you're having any trouble at all and you're a veteran with money, or maybe there's something that's not coming in, or you need some help straightening something out or whatever. This doesn't have to be just VA-related stuff. This can be your personal finances. There'll be somebody there that'll work with you and help you. So if you're having a trouble, have any trouble, and you're a veteran, call this number, 800-827-0648, and you'll get some help. So there you go. All right, we're coming back. We're going to have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and I'm sure he's going to have plenty to say because there's a lot of stuff going on pertaining to the financial structure of the United States. Boy, oh boy, it's hard to keep up with new news all the time going on here. And I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Oh, boy. Well, you know something? You are listening to me, and I'll tell you what. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends over at Funwell Baby. That's funwellbaby.com. Now, for a limited time, you can save 50%, 50% on anything that they've got in their catalog. All you got to do is go to the catalog at funwellbaby.com and use the code MATT50. That's M-A-T-T 50, MATT50. Get 50% off. Grandma, Grandpa, you want to get the little one something neat, go over there and check it out. They got a lot of interesting stuff over there. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, we got a lot of things going on here, but nobody talks about the border wall. And very quietly and very methodically, the president is working on the border wall, if you will. And yesterday it was announced there was another $1.3 billion contract awarded to a North Dakota construction company to continue working on the border wall.
Okay. That's great. I think that's if you're going to start something, you might as well finish it, right?
Yeah.
And get something done. But I've never been a real big fan of the border wall from, you know, just the point that I think that checking people's IDs and handling that and not allowing people here that, you know, not allowing people to work if they don't have the proper identification, I think is probably the less expensive way to go. I'm not necessarily so sure that it's going to stop drugs from coming into the country, because drug dealers always find a way, whether there's a will, there's a way, whether it be submarine or something else. We'll be curious to see where this thing ends up come fall.
Okay. Now, the other thing that's going on here is, of course, talking about the possibility that the Senate passed a bill to delist Chinese firms from the U.S. Stock Exchange.
It delists them if they don't follow a certain set of rules and are audited by American accounting firms, and also they have to, I think, certify that they're not tied at all to the Chinese government and their military wing, and that will force companies to delist from the U.S. exchanges.
Okay. Speaking of China, the U.S. is considering more tightening on the Huawei chip curve. I kind of thought that was pretty tight the way it was. What's going on now?
Well, again, we're cutting certain chips from being sold to Huawei, so they're unable to make certain products there. And the pressure is being brought to bear. There's no doubt about it. Yesterday, even Trump, some more tweets late last night in regards to putting pressure on China and their responsibility when it comes to this entire coronavirus. This is going to come down to where the world wants to decide whether they want to, push back from China and side more with the United States. And, you know, right now it looks like we're becoming that bipolar world that we had during the Cold War. And that might be what emerges from the coronavirus.
Okay. Now, we knew that our meat supply was kind of getting a little bit short because of these processing plants slowing things down. However, the woes are easing a bit after the National Guard went into some of these plants in some of these states that cleaned things up, and they're easing on the plant revival, if you will, and the slack demand, and things are starting to come back very quickly.
I think that Trump getting rid of some of the regulations just, what was it, 2 days ago,
yep.
When he said it, that's going to be helpful as well. I mean, it's just a sin to waste all that food and slaughtering animals and just throwing them out. I can't think of anything, so terrible. I grew up in a day and age where, you ate everything on your plate. And, to be wasteful like that, it's just not a good thing. However, again, a lot of this is because of the government, because of the supply chains, how they are set up via approvals, where the food goes, and there has to be a better way. I don't think this being directed by the FDA, being this directed by the government, is any way, shape, matter, or form the most efficient way of doing things. We all know that more often than not, efficiency and government don't go hand in hand. I would think the private sector would do a much better job.
Now, down here in Florida yesterday, the Walt Disney Company, Comcast Corporations, Universal Studios, and SeaWorld all announced they were submitting plan to Florida to reopen their amusement parks. Now, once that happens, that'll bring a tremendous influx of people to Florida.
I think it's great. I do. I saw that Disney basically, for people coming in, they had posted up there that, they're not responsible. A little waiver that they put up there for anybody that might happen to get sick. And that to me is just, that goes without saying. Yesterday, their little shopping area, I guess maybe they renamed it. I've been a while. I thought it was Downtown Disney. I think maybe it's Disney Springs now. That was open and there were lines. I just look at it this way. This entire concept and idea of social distancing is patently absurd. You think about it this way. Hey, you got to wait in line. If there's 100 people waiting in line, let's just do it at an airport, just to board an airplane. Okay, they got to remain 6 feet apart. That's a line stretching 600 feet, for crying out loud. That's farther than Aaron Judge can hit a baseball. It's just nuts. It doesn't make any sense. I think a lot of these rules that they're throwing out there, quite frankly, are just arbitrary and ridiculous.
Now, in New York, where you're at, in Chicago, and all around California, restaurants were doubling as grocery stores with the reopening because they had all this stock and whatnot, different cans of goods they had in there, and they just lined them up and they're selling them. I was in the drugstore yesterday, and they'd taken everything off the counters, and they had it all on the shelves now. So if you wanted something that you thought you used to be able to get on the counter, especially near the checkout, you had to look at the shelf to get the same product, and that was interesting.
I haven't yet to see restaurants. I mean, when it first happened a couple months ago, a couple restaurants were selling off some of their perishable items right away. I don't know if they're also maybe doing a little bit of both right now, doing that, ordering for takeout, and then also selling some produce and meat products as well. I haven't seen it, but anything that can help these places survive, I think is great.
Yeah. Do you know who Crispin Odie is? The owner of Europe's high-profile hedge fund. One of them, anyway, doesn't mention the name, just says that's what he does. But anyway, his point... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's not familiar.
His point is what he said. Governments may soon ban gold ownership if inflation spikes.
Yeah, that's an old... that was an old scare tactic that and Glenn Beck used to use back during the 2008-2009 crisis. I don't think that that's going to be the case at all. I see things that are stretches all the time, but that most certainly to me is a stretch. I think it's probably his push to some degree to get people to buy physical gold and gold coins or something like that. I don't know, but I'm not buying that.
By the way, do you know who David Stockman is?
Yes.
He says, we shut down the economy for 5% of the Americans.
Oh, that's what he wants to do?
No. He said, we shut down the economy for 5% of Americans, meaning the
ones. Oh, I understand, because of the people that were at risk. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. Again, I think when all is said and done, this is going to be looked at as a major policy failure. Again, it's not going to be sold that. I mean, we're not being told that, but I think it's going to be looked at as a major policy failure. I think people are going to look to see what Sweden had done, which is more aligned with what has been done in other historical pandemics, was the right way to go. Some of the numbers that we're looking at right now, nobody even took a look. Antibody tests that are taking place in areas like New York City. You know, that was almost 37% of the last antibody test in the Bronx. People have already gotten the disease.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go, so you stay warm up there. You said it was a little cool. Stay warm up there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And you can catch Chris on One American News Network and Newsmax Television just about every day. He goes back and forth between those two networks on TV, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.